Morning.
So how's everybody doing today?
Good.
And I say that, I'm actually, the title of the anxiety is, I want to kind of create a different mood today. I don't know how to do that. It's like lonely, bubbly, and inspiring, and exciting, and inspiring, and you know, but today I just feel like all this. So our main scripture verse from Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, is encouraging to me when I first read it. Do not be anxious about anything. But it's hard when we live in the world and we're constantly weighed down by all the things on our mind. If you look at your bulletin, you know, in there, and you can see some of the, I got the actual definition here, but it's this feeling of worry, nervousness, unease. Feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. So, who's all tired of the snow? People are tired of the snow. You know, sometimes we become uneasy. I'm just going to give you an example of some anxiety that builds up in me. I have anxiety. Like last night, it's like, I got to move all this snow again before I go to work tomorrow. I got to get all this stuff done. You know, awkward reading all the snow. I told Eric last night, I feel like the guy on Facebook, where you don't think that you're upside down with your feet hanging up out of the snow. That's how I feel. I'm just tired of the snow, but at the same time, I love the person. The anxiety can kind of go, am I going to get to work hard today? And you just start thinking about it, and you get just overexcited, and worried, start to worry, like, I think it's on the way. So what I want to do is, you know, there's a good worry, anxious. That's a common sense worry that is good. So I don't want to neglect what that kind of worry is. Because there's good worry. There's good worry to be very cautious and say, you know, probably not the best for me to worry about. But we're talking about the worry of people in our minds, what we do in our minds and our hearts, and what we cause ourselves to do, and what we do to ourselves when we worry about being good. So, show of hands today is here. Anyone who's experienced any sort of anxiety this week at all? It just happens. This is natural. So I want to bore you with some things. I just want to read through a little bit about what anxiety looks like. Okay? So, and then I'll kind of share my own stories as well. So anxiety is the most predominant form of mental illness, if you believe that, in our country, flagging both neurodivergent, showing up as post-traumatic stress syndrome, obsessive compulsive disorders, phobias, generalized anxiety disorders, and we all struggle from time to time with some of these, whether as we live due to particular circumstances beyond control. It brings about physical reactions, all kinds of different reactions, shaking, sweating, shorts of breath, frustrations, anger, you name it. Even depression can be linked to all these different anxieties that slowly build in our lives. And we don't know. Why am I so depressed? It's because of all the little anxieties that you have, that you mostly it's up all here, all emotional. Culturally, we're all distracted. And no one is immune to it, but like I said, stress isn't an actual form. I'm going to explain that here too. In other words, anxiety occurs when we think and act in an apprehensive way. When we're thinking about something and we're building it in our minds, we're worrying about it, we're becoming tense about it, we're thinking about it. About a situation, something that's going to happen, something in the future. It's not a force or thing. Itself is a state of uneasiness that results in worry. It's not chemically, biological, it's just a certain style of behavior that we have. And so I noticed this in my own life, like I think about the ways when I get anxious is, like, when I get home, or I walk into a room, this is a small anxiety, it's a small story. I walk into a room, and all the toys, all my children have played with the moms, and I'm very, who loves to keep things clean? You know, raise your hand. Basically, I mean, it was a generalized, like, you walk into a room, and you're like, that doesn't go there. That goes up here, but it's my little guy, I'm not going to hold him against this, okay? But you get my point, like, everything's just not in place. Maybe something, my wife has got a business now she's running, and she's doing things with Cubby and King's Kids, and different marketing things in the church here. So we need to become busy, so now they're getting some things on the counter, different counters. And I'm like, what's that for? Or what are you doing with that? I can't make my toast, you know? I can't even butter my toast. I gotta have nowhere to go. Oh, I'll get to that later. And I'm not that encouraged. I look around and I'm like, okay, I've got one thing, and it's my charger. It's right here. No, I don't do that. But I can see where the anxiety builds up in us. And I worry about where am I going to put my stuff? And how am I going to get this clean? And the more behind the whole concept of this message of today is, we create our own worry. We create our own anxieties. When I walk into a room, and what's so funny about this message, I planned this out a few weeks ago, and this week I was tested in so many ways. It's insane. This week, my eyes started to just twitch. I told Eric about it the other day, and it just kept twitching around me. I don't really understand why. And it just kind of got me a little anxious. What's going on? You know, is it my, what's going on with my body? And then all the snow that's falling and the planes and when you walk into a room, the idea of the story is because we have the opportunity to say, children, calm yourself down and say, let's clean up the room. And you have an opportunity to live in that situation and say, hey, where does this go? And you can direct them and create a happy environment in your home. You don't have to be anxious about that. So what are you anxious about today? We can look at that and say, how can I create an environment in my heart, in my spiritual life, in my family, to get rid of those anxieties that are causing me sort of depression, that are causing me worry, it rolls over to your work, it rolls over to everything. Everyone experiences anxiety because of how we control it. So it's not a disorder, but anxiety turns into a disorder, which is a disruption to normal functioning when anxiety and its sensations and symptoms interfere with normal lifestyle, as we've been talking about. So the question I ask today, why do we worry? What are things in life that cause us anxiety? So I just want us to think for a second, what's causing you anxiety? What's causing us anxiety? And then, is there a way to meet that face-to-face and say, how can I get rid of this anxiety? Well, it's obvious. Number one way is Christ. We rest in that. We know that Jesus, God hears our prayers, and He's going to be our crutch through it all. Maybe right now, today your anxiety is work related. You know, I think about my picture one time. My mother. I was thinking about doing some shifts at the Rock Solid Nutrition. Awesome, great shakes. I love it. I imagine being behind the counter and having 10 to 15 people just rush in. What would I do? I don't normally prepare food for people. That's kind of anxious. So maybe it's at your work where you're not used to all these customers coming in and trying to put up all the shakes and being a little anxious. Maybe it's things with your coworker, maybe it's your boss you're having a hard time with. Could be any of these things. Maybe it's your homework. Like I said, maybe it's things just around the house, you're not being organized, you're not communicating with your spouse or with your children or your grandkids and they're disobeying and things like that. Maybe there are marital anxieties, things that you and your spouse haven't confronted, haven't talked about, haven't worked out. There's so many different things. And they're all different things and anxieties that we have on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, so for us, we have the choice for control of how we think about those to affect us. So, anxieties are internal emotions that's emotions that we allow to grow up inside. So looking back at our main verse, people listening can look at this and think, oh, we're going to just dissect what the Word says about this a little bit. So do not be anxious about anything. And I went back to the beginning of it. We're so blessed, we don't have to be worried about it. We don't. But in every situation, by prayer and petition. So it's amazing how we get worked out. It really is. You know, about little things, larger things, things in our control and out of our control. You know, some things we don't have control. You know what? Those are the kind of things where we just need to pray about it. Say, Lord, it's in your hands. I've got no control of this, but I'm just going to live my life according to how you want me to live. And I'm going to do it with the Word. So I'm just going to pray about this. But in every situation, so if we took the Word literally here, do not be anxious about it. And in every situation, just pray about it. If we actually took that literally, our anxiety would change a lot. Would you say? If every situation you have anxiety, I walk into the room, my children are fighting. And I see them. I just got them telling me, please get along. Please go with your toys. I see them fighting. And my anxiety goes up and says, I told you not to do that. I told you to play nice. And I get angry with them. But I should do it. I should not. That's not good enough. Let's pray about this. And I should bring them in. And I should show them that example. I pray. I should get along with loving them. And share scripture. Pray in every situation. It's such great news that we don't have to be extraordinary. We can come to God and pray with Him. Probably what's the first thing, I think this is a question as well, what's the first thing we do when we face an anxiety of some kind? Typically, just think about that question. What is the first thing you do when something goes wrong or you're worried about something? Just think about that for yourself. And for me, you know what? I think if I'm honest with myself, I try to fix it. I go, I don't like this that's happening to me. When this happens, I got to fix this situation. I just try to fix it. Me, personally, I'm trying to fix it. Some of us ignore it. Say, I don't want to deal with that. It'll just go away a little bit, and then I'll worry about it. Something simple. If it doesn't affect me that much, it's not a big deal. Some people try to fix it, and then close things out. I'm not saying it's wrong to go to someone first, but a lot of us go to someone else and say, hey, I've got a situation, and you offer me some help. You know, it might be something that's, like I said, it's all internal. It's all emotional, internal, effect that's happening inside of us where we really need to be anxious about where we are. Instead, we go to someone and say, I'm having a situation in my life. Oh, she just keeps layers of stuff over the counter. It's like, it's all over the place. And instead of me saying, big one of someone else, I can just go right to the source. You know, you can play over this. Like, if I didn't even talk about it, I should probably talk about this. And you know, there's some things in the counter. It's kind of, I can't even put my lunch in the lunchbox. I mean, just maybe you can do all this. First, go to the source in that moment. But that is where you got to go to God in prayer first. First, God. You know, this came true with Jess and I growing up in marriage. She expected a lot from me. She thought I was just a bomb.com. Nothing. No, I'm just kidding. And she said to me, Luke, you know, I rely on you so much, and I've realized that I take all my anxieties, all my hurts, and all my things, and I expect you to just fix them, along with just, I think you're supposed to know what I'm thinking. You're supposed to be there for me and everything. And I'm like, oh boy. And I'm like, that's heavy. And that's gonna be hard. And then she's like, but I've learned that, and I'm learning that, I need to go to God first. Instantly I felt better. I'm like, that's good, honey. Because it's tough. You know, it is tough. But we all do it. We all do it. I'm not, and this is something that we all happen with when we go in. Stressed about something, anxious about something, you need to go to a friend, your father, your mother. How often do we go to God first? And in this verse it says, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You need to present them. He's going to answer them. And then it can slide in some order. You pray to God, he says, yes, no, wait, maybe. Think about that. Presenting it to God. I kind of want to go back to my time, but I wanted to pray that it's just, Lord, thank you for this food. Please bless it for our bodies. Thank you for this prayer. Or something, you know. Get wrong with that. It's a prayer. But how often do we have this prayer word? Like, I like the way this scripture is brought. It's like, present your requests to God, you know. And I feel like when you present something to someone, you know, you're bringing them something that's honorable. Present this to you. And it's one of those from the fancy houses and all the dinings there. I present to you gifts. We present the prayers to God and say, God, I look there. So in heaven and earth, and I'm asking for this. Pray for this. And how often are we reverent and praying and requesting to God? And knowing he's going to answer our prayers. He knows our anxieties, he knows our struggles, he knows our worries. Alright, commonly, or we go to God first. So when we go to verse 6, or right after that, in verse 7, it says, the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we are so blessed, like I just said, that God hears our requests and answers our prayers. So we really should be thankful. And I like how it says that our prayer and petition with thanksgiving. And I love thanking God when I pray. Thanking God is one of the most common prayers. In almost every prayer, I thank him for something because he is just so good. And I'm so appreciative of what he does for me. And I just think we have to thank God for that. It's really cool. Some of us worry so much because we're so fixated. And here's some of the reasons why we're so worried and anxious. And I'm going to go over some bullet points. I think some of us can be so fixated on our careers, on money, on our possessions, or maybe what we look like, or what we're wearing, that we find ourselves without peace a lot of the time. Because I just don't think your shoes are nice enough, or pants are just tight, or on a job, I just didn't get a raise last week. And we're just always thinking about stuff about ourselves so often. And I'm not trying to convict any of us here. I just want us to all be aware of that. You know, every Sunday, I'm pretty sure some of you guys have the option to switch to your phone and they come up and says, screen time this week, you are down 36%. And it's just like, how much of me are we absorbing all the time? All the time. The one who we're so worried is because we're absorbing ourselves. So I go through your phone today, it didn't say down 36%. I was happy to see the number, but it still says, but you spend each day an hour and 56 minutes on the phone. So we gave you almost back to the Bible. You know? Thinking about those things. Like, what is it doing with our time? And why it's not what we kind of understand why we're worried and why we're even anxious in so many different areas of our lives, because we're putting ourselves first. And when we put ourselves, when we feed ourselves, we worry so much because it becomes about us. And so when we don't get what we want, naturally we become anxious and worried. Anxiety goes up. We're self-absorbed. God is over. As he fills us up with true the Spirit and what the Holy Spirit wants us to do, what he wants us to go and do, and how he wants us to live, that's when it's like, this feels really good. I'm not stressed out like 100 shakes in the day. And when my kids make a mess on my floor, one of those walls outside the road. Worrying can cause these falls. You don't have to write them down. But I came up with these five things that I see that happens to me and that happens to a lot of others that I love. And these are the five things that I think worry can cause in our lives. It can cause damage to our spiritual health. It really can. It can damage our spiritual health. Like I said, we're so self-absorbed. That if we do, as we continue to think of ourselves, and anxiety builds up, we're not thinking about the person. Damage our spiritual health, that connection that needs to be with God, having the Holy Spirit guide us, it's about us, that's what happened. Number two, it can cause the object of the worry to consume our thoughts. So instead of having God consume our thoughts, we're thinking so much about that worry, or about that anxiety, let's say it's our car not working very well. It's like, get my car fixed. Like this, they're just coming to church today. Ben and Steve, they put a brand new wiper on the back. I was stoked. Today, brakes right off. We forgot this sprained it. I had it mostly scraped, but no, didn't have the blade scraped. So now I have to go get it fixed again. I can maybe figure it out myself. That was kind of a bummer, but I was like, so this is going to take this. You know this is why I did it. Here's what I need to do. So I'm not going to worry about it. It's in your hands. And so, we can be still fixated on that. Now, if I allow that to affect me, grow in that situation, and in our own lives.